To wrap up week number three of the Trump 2.0 administration, this is, or shall I say was, the headquarters of USAID in Washington, D.C. They literally shut it down and removed the sign. For many years now, the Democrats, the Marxists have been dismantling American culture, removing American historical monuments, including that of Thomas Jefferson, you may recall, inside the New York City Hall, not just the Confederate monuments down south. So it's long overdue to fight fire with fire and start dismantling not just the bloated bureaucracy, but also just liberalism in general. And obviously, as of now, the vast majority of the USAID employees, the bureaucrats, the leeches, have been placed on leave, and just a few hundred of them remain under the umbrella of the State Department. That was where USAID was placed in the bureaucratic structure, which now is being overseen by Marco Rubio. And earlier this morning, several Marxist Democrat members of Congress and their lackeys tried to barge into the Department of Education, because that's where some of the DOGE auditors are focusing on now.
The cameras see him.
Who is he?
This man here.
We are members of Congress.
Come in.
They're blocking us.
I want you to see this man.
We're members of Congress. We're above the law.
And here, who is a federal employee, he told
us. No, he's not.
Are you a federal employee?
No.
Huh?
Yes.
No, he said he's a federal employee. We pay him. We raise money to make sure that we have a Department of Education.
No, ma'am. Fundraising doesn't support the Department of Education. Our tax dollars do that.
Everybody that's hired at the Department of Education are here because we pay for them to be here. He's standing here today
in order to keep the crazies out of the building,
blocking the door, and he can't give us a good reason why he's blocking this door.
Because you're going to engage in disorderly conduct, ma'am.
We are not allowed in the building to talk to them. We are not allowed to advocate on behalf of America's children. America, we have a problem.
We do have a problem. We have a lot of problems. And that's why you're not allowed in the building anymore, because we're cleaning them up. And as I mentioned in the previous video earlier today, the Marxist media and their operatives are desperately trying to dox, to identify and release the personal details of the members of the Department of Government Efficiency who are working with Elon Musk, a bunch of young computer wizards, in order to go through the books and find out where all of our money is going. And so they did dox a couple of them. One of them, it turns out, had made some supposedly racist posts or racist jokes in the past. And so he resigned and they celebrated their scalp. But Elon posted a poll asking people if we should bring back the staffer who made some supposedly inappropriate statements. And 78% said yes. J.D. Vance responded to the poll saying, here's my view. I obviously disagree with some of Elise's posts, but I don't think stupid social media activity should ruin a kid's life. We shouldn't reward journalists who try to destroy people ever. So I say bring him back. If he's a bad dude or a terrible member of the team, fire him for that. Then President Trump was asked about J.D.'s comments during a press conference today.
One of the DOGE engineers was fired
for some inappropriate posts. The vice president says, bring him back. What do you say?
Well, I don't know about the particular thing, but if the vice president said that, did you say that? I'm with the vice president. Thank you, Peter.
Yes! We're canceling cancel culture, and we're going to make racist jokes great again, whether the Democrats like it or not. Well, actually, what am I talking about? Of course they're not going to like it, but we don't care anymore. So Elon Musk is going to rehire the Treasury DOGE staffer behind the supposedly racist posts after President Trump endorsed the idea. And President Trump just revoked Joe Biden's security clearance, putting an end to him getting security briefings. Not that he could understand what those briefings are, but obviously he then leaks them to other Democrat operatives. And before the Democrats can complain about this, maybe we should just point out what Joe Biden had to say about the issue.
Let me ask you then something that you do have oversight of as president. Should former President Trump still receive intelligence briefings?
I think not.
Why not?
Because of his erratic behavior unrelated to the insurrection.
I mean, you've called him an existential threat. You've called him dangerous. You've called him reckless.
Yeah, I have, and I believe it.
What's your worst fear if he continues to get these intelligence briefings?
I'd rather not speculate out loud. I just think that there is no need for him to have that intelligence briefing.
Well, there certainly isn't a need for a dementia patient to have the intelligence briefings, because if somebody can't be trusted to operate a coffee machine safely, they certainly shouldn't be given classified material. Here's what President Trump posted on Truth Social about the issue. There is no need for Joe Biden to continue receiving access to classified information. Therefore, we are immediately revoking Joe Biden's security clearances and stopping his daily intelligence briefings. He set this precedent in 2021 when he instructed the intelligence community to stop the 45th president of the United States, me, from accessing details on national security, a courtesy provided to former presidents. The Hur report revealed that Biden suffers from poor memory, and even in his prime, he could not be trusted with sensitive information. I will always protect our national security, Joe. You are fired. Make America great again. So it's time to stock up on your Liberal Tears mugs from my online store, markdice.com, which has been newly redesigned with a whole bunch of new products. And the mugs, all mugs, by the way, come in three different sizes now. The 11-ounce, which is the standard size, a 15-ounce, and a 20-ounce. If you go to the main site and then click on the drinkware tab up on the top, you can see that all of my designs are now available in mugs, and now some of them in pint glasses as well. There is an entire section of hoodies, of women's designs, of long sleeves, of course, the t-shirts. So head on over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out.